Well, we're visiting by telephone with Wayne Pacelle, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. You know, a big issue in the ag community is when they see your fundraising ads on TV and they focus on helping dogs and cats, but very little of what HSUS collects actually helps animal shelters. Wayne, do you think the people who are sending you the $50 or $100 because they of what they see in these ads realize their dollars are being used to create tougher production standards for animal agriculture, and do you think they agree with that?
You know, I think it's really important for us to clarify what's going on. I think there's such a widespread misunderstanding of how we spend our money, and I'm really glad to have the opportunity to clarify it. There's this false notion, which you mentioned in your comments, that we're not helping animals unless somehow we're donating money to animal shelters. I mean, what if we have our own staff? What if we have our own animal care centers? What if we have our own veterinarians? Does the American Farm Bureau Federation have to give grants to farmers in order to be an effective organization? HSUS runs the largest network of animal care centers in the United States. We have the biggest animal rescue team in the country. We have the most wide-ranging veterinary apparatus. We don't need to give money to other organizations to do animal care work. And every image in our advertising, which is a small portion of our overall budget, I might add, comes from our direct animal care activities. There's some sort of false notion that has gotten in the minds of some within agriculture that we don't do dog and cat work or horse work when we spend tens of millions of dollars on that work every year. The work that we conduct on agriculture is a small portion of our total spending. The bulk of the spending is on our animal care centers and our vet programs and so many of the other programs that are life-saving projects. And I really want, I mean, there are people who don't like HSUS, you know, in the ag community. They feel threatened by our criticism of intensive confinement practices. I get that. That makes sense to me. But if they want to believe anything that anybody says about HSUS and then come to some false conclusion about how we conduct our spending, then I think they really should think through and do some research, because we spend an enormous amount of money on direct care of animals, more than any organization in the United States, second to none.
Okay, last question. And the last time we talked, about a year and a half ago, you vehemently denied HSUS has an anti-meat or a vegan agenda. And you told me HSUS is not against eating meat. It's not opposed to animal agriculture. In a recent blog, you chastised the United Nations Conference for Sustainable Development for not including an anti-meat discussion on its agenda. And you stated, quote, "If you'd like to help animals and the environment, it's as easy as starting with your next meal." Now, that sounds like an anti-meat message to me, Wayne.
No, it's not, actually. And, you know, we've got a director of rural affairs who's a working pig producer. We're forming farmers and ranchers councils in states across the United States. So we've HSUS members who are on the land, who are involved in animal agriculture. That doesn't sound to me like behavior that's against animal agriculture. Now, do we want to see a proper examination of animal agriculture and energy production in terms of climate change issues? Yes, we do. I mean, we're really concerned about what's going on with our climate, and we know that animal agriculture is a very big contributor to greenhouse gas emissions. To say that we want to examine that issue and to see appropriate reforms advanced doesn't mean we're against animal agriculture. And again, I would point to the fact that why would we have people involved in our organization involved directly in animal agriculture if we were trying to end animal agriculture?